Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, March 8th, 2018. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good today.
Awesome. It's great to have you here. And John Martellaro, I am so glad you are here as well. How are you?
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great to have both of you here. And my guess is that once we dive into these topics, we'll have plenty to say, so we should just do it. Let's talk about Alexa's creepy laugh. So, you know, if that was a laugh that came out of my Alexa, it wouldn't be so creepy.
yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Yeah, she's trying to talk to me now. Anyhow, here's the deal. A lot of people started going on Twitter and Reddit, and they were saying that their Echo or other Alexa-compatible speaker was laughing at them. Like, just out of the blue, it would do this really creepy laugh. And I've seen a recording, little video of the laugh, and it is creepy. And I can only imagine how I would react if, out of the blue, my Echo just did that. My reaction would be, yeah, I would unplug the thing from the wall, I would wrap it up in a towel, I would put it in a locked box and hide it in the back of my closet, and then get a therapist. And so people, they
were just... And the blue light would keep on blinking.
Blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just really, really creepy. Anyhow, so that adds a lot of creepy value to the notion that we have, as Brian Chaffin likes to point out, these wiretaps in our homes, or these eavesdropping devices.
And, oh, yeah.
And so if you're in that camp, this should totally validate your feeling that having one of these in your home is a bad idea. Amazon has already fixed the problem. And what they are saying is that they discovered that in certain situations that the A lady was picking up sounds that it thought equated to saying, "A lady, laugh." And so then it would just do this kind of creepy sort of thing. And so, you know, if you're having a conversation with someone else and all of a sudden your Echo starts laughing at you in a creepy way, that's kind of concerning. Or if you're home alone and all of a sudden you hear this thing start laughing, I mean, that's when you grab your keys and leave. So they fixed it. So now, if you want to hear your Echo or other A-Lady device laugh, you have to ask it if it can laugh. And so I tried this morning myself. And so what you have to do is say, "A-Lady, can you laugh?" And she goes, "Yes, I can. Tee-hee." So they completely changed how it does the laugh thing to make it as not creepy as possible, which
yeah, I that's appreciate. Probably good.
Yeah. So, but there are people that were saying, "Look, I wasn't saying anything. My Echo just started laughing at me." And I'm just finding this whole thing just really creepy. And yet I have two Echoes in my house.
I'm going to coin a term.
Okay.
Pop culture blindsided. There is a body of culture that has arisen from our writings and movies and culture that creates a certain mental state. And when companies develop a technology, they should try to think about how the technology could go wrong and run afoul of this pop culture effect. But it's hard to do. And so when something goes wrong like this, which is just a technical glitch, Amazon gets blindsided by the reaction, and people start thinking about how you know, it's going to murder them in their sleep and how their house is haunted and how the AI has developed an insidious deep personality that Amazon can't control anymore. There's a ghost in the machine, and all sorts of, you know, speculation and horrific thoughts percolate up as a result of our pop culture, and companies more and more are running afoul of this effect, pop culture blindsided. And I don't know that there's a solution to it, except maybe thinking harder about the development of technical products and features. But it's still impossible to predict. And the reaction is all out of proportion, typically, to the technical effect. So all I can do is observe the effect and coin the phrase. I don't know what to do about it.
You know,
yes.
I don't think you're alone on not knowing what to do about it. And I think we're still early enough in this whole phase of technology that it's really difficult, or like you said, impossible to predict how things are going to actually work and how people are going to react to them. And this is a perfect example. My guess is that Amazon at no point was thinking, we should run some really weird sound tests and see if we start getting just random or creepy responses from a lady. And so then this happens, and their response is to change how you ask a lady to laugh, which to me feels like it might be a Band-Aid, but I'm not an engineer working on this project. I don't have the inside scoop, but I'm guessing changing how a lady responds to laugh questions is their fix, and that the major underlying problem, having a system like this that is incapable of really parsing out what someone is saying at times, that's what needs to be addressed.
Well, the worst part of it is not that. The worst part of it, the fix is easy. The worst part of it is hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of people unplugged their Alexa.
Of course they did.
Overnight. And part two of that is that if they ever get around to feeling like they need to plug it back in again, that there will be this enduring meme where everything that goes wrong will be blamed on this effect for all time in the future.
Of course. I mean, Apple still deals with this from the Newton Message Pad handwriting recognition. Yeah. And the Simpsons episode where they totally mocked the message pad. My guess is that Matt Stone and Trey Parker are already working on a South Park episode, and the Simpsons team is hard at work on how they're going to work this in as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, the handwriting worked for me beautifully after they fixed it. It was too late. These people in meetings would come in with their 5-inch thick day planners and their notepads, and these day planners had the calendars, you know, and paper calendars and notebooks, and they come into the meeting, and they put their big book right in front of the desk, and then they go get a cup of coffee. And when they came back, I walked in, and I would put my Newton message pad on the big walnut desk right in front of me, and just let it sit there and glow in front of everybody. And then I would start writing on it.
It's because you are that cool.
Because I love doing that.
I still have a message pad. It's sitting on my bookshelf right now.
Yeah, me too.
I love that thing. It's, yeah. Anyhow, so, if you want your A-Lady device to laugh at you, don't forget, now instead of saying A-Lady laugh, you have to say A-Lady, can you laugh? And I tried the same command on my Google Home and my HomePod. The Google Assistant laugh is just creepy. It's disturbing. Uh-huh. So, don't, if you have a Google Assistant device, do not ask it to laugh. And with Siri on, I tested on my HomePod. You can't ask it to laugh. You have to tell it to laugh. And then it gives you a little ha-ha sort of laugh. So there you go. All right. The other thing that I want to talk about today, this totally sticks with the whole voice assistant thing. I've been thinking over the past couple weeks about how it's bothering me that when I address the voice assistants that I have in my home, and I have the three major platforms, there's only one of them where I feel like I'm speaking to it in a natural way. And I'm not talking about what order I need to put words in, but the way that I address the device and then start talking to it. And that's the Echo. And that's because I don't have to use a set of trigger words. The trigger word is a lady in my case, because I haven't changed it, but I don't have to say, hey, or okay in front of it. Unlike the S lady, where I have to say, hey, S lady for every command that I do. I think it's time for Apple to drop hey from the S lady commands. So if I need to turn on the lights, it's just S lady, turn on the lights. And I think,
go ahead. I was just going to say, what I was thinking is maybe the hey cuts down on accidental Siri summonings. Like if you just said, you know, the A word in a conversation, then doesn't she accidentally turn on sometimes?
Oh, yeah, of course. And sometimes my Echo will respond even when the A name hasn't been said. But there are enough sounds in succession that that could be construed to be the name, I suppose.
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah. I've had the A lady respond in the middle of a sentence where I'm not saying her name.
You know, you don't get it. Seriously?
Oh, I really wish we were out of time. Anyhow, Andrew, I'm sure that you're right, and that when Apple chose to make the trigger word "Hey S lady," they did it because it gave them better reliability for response. It cut down on inappropriate responses, not like you say, "Hey S lady, turn on the lights," and she comes back and says, "Hey, go F yourself." like what I get with my Echo, where out of the blue, it'll just start talking, thinking that I had addressed it.
And I agree that dropping the hey would make it sound more natural. So maybe Apple can fix it and fine tune it in the future.
I would like him to fix it and fine tune it right now. I mean, we've had this from day one with A lady. Microsoft just changed Cortana so that's how it works there. So you don't have to say, hey, C lady. It's on the Invoke right now, and they're rolling it out to the rest of the Cortana platform soon. But we've got it on two platforms, so I think it's time for Apple to get on board and drop the hey. And my idea is drop it, but leave it as an option, because there's a lot of people that still want to say the hey part. Fine, so they can. But for those of us that don't, now we can just say S lady, turn on the lights. And I'm guessing this is the sort of thing that if Apple chose to change, they would do most of it on the back end, but then roll out a software update to our iOS devices that tells it, okay, here's the new way or the new options you have for triggering the voice assistant.
Yeah.
So iOS 11.3 is coming this spring. It's an opportunity, Apple. So, John, do you think I'm off base with this idea?
No, because I think if Amazon engineers are smart enough to go with just Alexa, Apple should be able to figure out how to dispense with the trigger phrase as well.
You know, I hope they can, because I'm in I think I'm in a really unique position having all three of the major platforms in my living room at the same time. And so I'm interacting with them all every day. And it just feels really awkward when I'm talking to my HomePod or the Google Home, because I'm having to add in these extra words where I'm not talking in the same natural way that I would if I were addressing an actual person. Because, John, if you were here, I wouldn't be saying every time, I wouldn't be going, "Hey, John," with every sentence in our conversation. It would just be John, and then away we go.
Away we go.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I see what you did there this time. Okay, so to go along with that, Amazon has alternative trigger words that you can choose. Do you think that would be a good idea to go along with Apple's voice platform?
Oh, definitely. Like, if you could say, I mean, you know, Siri is on the phone, the Mac, the watch, the HomePod. It would be great if I could say, "Hey, computer, hey, phone, hey, watch, etc." I think that would make it easier.
Oh, my God. That became an even better idea than I thought. Just right there. Andrew, yeah,
wouldn't
you're
that
brilliant.
Interfere with Apple's? Wouldn't that interfere
I've been
with that?
Thinking about this.
Doesn't that conflict with Apple's built-in hierarchy of devices where they assume control?
Well, it would override it.
Yeah.
It would just override it. But, you know, you can do that where you choose a different trigger word for each Alexa-compatible device that you have.
It's got to be some reason why Apple didn't do that. It's on first blush, it sounds like a great idea, Andrew. I like it. Wonder why Apple didn't do that.
I'm going to guess it's because Apple wanted our interaction with its voice platform to be as transparent as possible.
Yeah, but that's being too cute by half, I think.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the notion of being able to talk to a specific Siri compatible device, especially since we don't have handoff from HomePod.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, and then that would completely remove people's frustrations that the HomePod is the one that ends up picking up all the commands.
Yeah, most of the time that's what I want. But yeah, there are situations where I really want it to be my iPad or my iPhone that takes the command. That sounds awesome. All right. So
you have another addendum to your article, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, I think
with credit to Andrew.
Yes. Andrew, you totally get credit for that because that's awesome. Brilliant. All right. Listeners, I'm curious, what do you think? Is it time for Apple to give us an update to the S lady so we don't have to say, "Hey," every time we want to invoke it? Let me know. You can shoot me emails. That'll be observations@macobserver.com. You can give me your comments on Twitter. That would be @TMODaily. You can leave comments in the show notes. And I'm curious what you guys think. And I'm assuming I'm not the only person that's in a multi-platform voice control home. And so I would just love your perspectives. So please let me know. And we are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Andrew, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me too.
Yeah, it's really great to have both of you on the show. And listeners.
Seriously?
Andrew, it's really great to have you on the show. Oh, man. Listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.